Hey, hey now, welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station, and we are still creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time, and that means you. And I have to tell you, we have been saying for a while now, knowledge is not power until it is put into action. Knowledge is not power until it is put into action. And every day that we wake up and we get another opportunity to do it again, to strive, to grind, to figure out how we're going to get to the next level, we have to remember these three things top of mind. There are three types of income. One is earned income that you get from working on your job. When you exchange time for money, you want to keep your job, but understand that's not the kind of income that's going to make you financially free because it gets taxed the most and it provides the least amount of freedom. The second type of income is income from your portfolio, your capital investments, when you invest in stocks and bonds. But in order to get that kind of income, you need the third income. And the third income is passive income. That's what we're all looking to get to. So whether your status is dollar-aire, hundred-aire, thousand-aire, or millionaire, the whole idea is to get from one level to the next. You've got to create passive income streams. And one of the ways to do that is by starting a business. Because when you have a business and that business has systems and other people can work those systems, now you can step away, continue to earn a check, and watch your business create passive income streams for your family. So without further ado, I have one of our good girlfriends here with me today. She is the trademark queen, and there has been have been so many things happening in the media and in entertainment around rights and who owns it, and there's been a very, very big thing that we all have witnessed, and we're sending prayers up to Nick Cannon. But I could not think of anybody other than this woman, attorney Michelle Miller, to come and talk to us about the implications of that whole scenario and what can we learn from that scenario to improve our lives and to protect our own intellectual property. So welcome to the Millionaires Roundtable, attorney Michelle. So glad to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me, Dr. Lynn.
You know, we are, I think I'm in shock by both the conversation that Nick wound up having publicly. I'm shocked by the reaction to him apologizing for offending certain people. I think an apology is always in order. I don't think it's selling out at all. I think that we certainly do have opinions and lots of things to say, but I think once we become a public figure, and I always tell people, if you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen. So, he's right. Just had such a great career with just Disney, Nickelodeon. Like, he's just been that kind of all around kind of guy. So to see not only the networks pull away, but from my understanding, Wild and Out, which has been a massive success for the network, didn't belong to him or something to that effect. What can you tell us about this from a trademark and an ownership perspective? And what can we do to prevent this from happening to other people and to us?
Yes, I'll tell you, I did a social media post on this issue, and my inboxes and my phones have been blowing up since that time period. I believe I was one of the first attorneys that deal with intellectual property. I did a quick, brief rundown about this issue, and like you said, you were in shock. I have so many people that have commented, Michelle, you're kidding me. Michelle, unbelievable. And mind you, my cousin is Carlos Miller, so he's part of the Wild and Out thing on there. So really interesting to see all these things happen. But I'll tell you this, what a lot of people didn't know, and I'm not even sure that Nick knew, because this all has happened so quickly, is that Viacom ultimately just got the trademark registrations completed for Wild and Out in August of last year. So we know Wild and Out has been out for numerous years. However, when I looked at the history of what was going on with that particular brand, there has been a lot of ups and downs and trying to get this secured, and time has passed by. What I thought was interesting, when I looked at the history of the Wild N Out brand trademark, none of the history shows that Nick Cannon even tried to put in an application.
Wow.
For that trademark. I will tell you, I was appalled by that. I'm like, where is his legal team? Not one time. We know that Nick Cannon was the creator of the concept, the creator of the name. However, there's no document in the U.S. Trademark Office that indicates that Nick Cannon ever even tried to get that trademark. And so here's the issue. He went into a situation, he went into an agreement without being in the best position of ownership. He went to the table not exercising his appropriate power and authority by obtaining ownership of what he had before he brought it to the table. One of the things I believe would have been extremely important, get the trademark done before you even go to the table. Is your name, is your concept? Some people don't know. You don't even have to have your brand started to start the trademark application process. I tell people this all the time. I say, what do you want to launch? Before you launch it, you can start the process of protecting your trademark on a federal level before you even launch your business, before you launch your brand. And some people are behind the game on this, and people are being reactive when it comes to intellectual property instead of proactive. Because people are being reactive, doors of opportunity are being left open for other people. I will tell you this, Dr. Lynn, Viacom also has two trademark applications pending right now.
Wow.
Wilding out.
Wow. So you know what?
Oh,
what
they're
this,
not done.
You know what this means to me is, so this is, and it just is what it is. You all can label it how you want it. I've been in business with this person doing this show for 5 years, because you said this show has been around for 10 years and the trademark applications were just put in however many years ago, a couple of years ago. I'm in business with you. You brought me an idea. I'm going to let 3, 4, 5 years pass, and then I'm going to go get the trademark without telling you. You know, there's something to be said for that. But this is how business is being done. And I think you're absolutely right, Michelle. I think we have to, because a lot of times we go into situations because, you know, someone works at a company and we may have a relationship with that person outside of that working relationship. We may be business colleagues and friends. We may travel together, do business trips together. Our families may go out to eat together and things like that. And so you assume that you're doing business with someone that you can trust. But, and I'm not saying that you can't trust the person, and I'm not even saying that you can't trust the company itself. But what people have to realize is that corporations are big, gigantic entities. And so when the lawyers for the corporations who are protecting the entity say, they look at something and they look at a tent pole and they say, hey, who owns this? Nobody does. Okay, this is what we're going to advise. So there's this whole business thing that happens. And I think, unfortunately, people just get left out of that conversation. They get left out of that conversation. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. We have to take a break for traffic and weather. But when we come back, Michelle's going to give us a few tips. So don't turn that dial. WVON.
Are you an exceptional real estate or financial services professional? Do you have a business or service that can improve the lives of others? You may qualify to serve the world as a member of Lynn's List. Visit www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com or call 888-LYNN-123 extension 5. That's 888-LYNN-123 extension 5 for more details.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And yes, that means you too. And one of the ways you're going to get there is by making sure that you protect your ability to create passive streams of income. And when you create something and you don't protect it, you don't get the proper documentation in place, then someone else gets the benefit of that passive income. And so, Attorney Michelle Miller, you know, what was missed here? Because I think that there's a misconception that you can write you can have an agreement, you can have a contract that says you own something, but does that protect you? Do you have to go another step? Like, what's the missing link here? Because I think the biggest shock is that we assume that people who achieve a certain level, that they've got all their ducks in a row. But I'm finding in so many cases that this little piece, which is a big piece, gets missed.
Absolutely. And I always say you got to have someone on your team that's not overly excited about opportunity, because they will not overlook issues that can have a great impact on your income. And in this instance, in all instances, when you're thinking about intellectual property, not only do you have to think about ownership, you must think about the terms of the agreement. I tell you, when I'm talking about business and brand protection, I'm consistently saying to people, the contracts, the agreements are very important. And here's the thing, you cannot rely on the attorney of the other side. Because when you're an attorney, you're going to draft an agreement, a contract, a deal in the best interest of your client. And it is up to the other party to have their lawyer, their legal team on task, and to negotiate that agreement down to the letter. What can happen, Dr. Land, is that people can literally sign away their intellectual property rights by way of an agreement. There are instances where people are giving away exclusive rights to their intellectual property into perpetuity, which means you have no option of getting it back. There are times where people are assigning their intellectual property to another company, again, giving them the exclusive rights and also allowing them to have it into perpetuity. If you don't read the terms of those agreements, you'll find yourself in a really bad position. And agreements like that will allow a Viacom to come in whenever they see fit to start doing those trademark applications and getting ownership. It was tried by MTV before around 2005, 2006 when this first started, but that application was abandoned. Someone tried to get it in New York, and the New York company didn't work. So there have been some instances where people tried to get this, but I'm a little concerned that the terms of the agreement likely had a part to play in what we're seeing here.
Wow. So, yeah, that's definitely another perspective. So this is not just a matter of, I didn't get the trademark, they did. Chances are in the agreement, something could have been, it could be one sentence, you know, and I have had that experience. You know, I've had network agreements and I trust my attorneys, I trust my team. And on this one agreement, Michelle, I was almost ready to sign. And I said, you know what, I got to read this again. And right there in the area, I would have been giving away my intellectual property, the systems that I've made, the books that I've written. And so we had to make it a licensing agreement that the network gets to use those things. And it was not an exclusive agreement. It's a non-exclusive licensing agreement that is only exclusive during the term of the show, you know, those kind of things. And something like that would have literally wiped away. It wouldn't have even mattered if I had a trademark, because I would have signed it away in the agreement.
Exactly.
Wow. So what can people do to avoid this? So folks are at home. We're in the middle of a pandemic. They're saying go outside and they're saying come inside. They're saying go get your nails done and they're saying not. So I tell everybody to stay home anyway. I saw this post that says there's a plant that will help you with the coronavirus. It'll wipe it away. And that is plant your butt on your couch and sit down. So while your butt is planted on the couch and you are sitting down, what are some of the things? Give us a short checklist. We've got a couple of minutes left in this segment, but what's a checklist of things that people should be thinking about and things that they should have a talk to you about in terms of copyright and trademark? Because I don't even think people know what they need to trademark or copyright.
So I tell people, if you can sell it, or if you can provide a service for it, you can trademark it, period. Anything you can think of, if you can sell it, or if it's a service you provide, trademark it. If you're doing anything where you're providing content, make your copyright claim with the U.S. Copyright Office. That gives you the power to sue for copyright infringement, and a lot of people don't realize that. So you were referring earlier about passive income. So we want your ability to make money to increase without your workload increasing. And intellectual property is a great way to do that. So some of the things that are great instances for making additional money, you talk about this when publishing books. You mentioned licensing issues, creativity. There are people who are making significant money selling pictures that they take on the internet. Tap into your creativity while you're at home. We are definitely in a season where multiple streams of income is absolutely important. You can't rely on one income, but you only have one life. Your intellectual property will give you other streams of revenue. Royalties from your book would be really great. Another thing that's really taking off right now is affiliate marketing. And sometimes when people look at affiliate marketing, they don't look at intellectual property. But actually what you're providing your affiliates, your ambassadors, is the ability to use your intellectual property so you can make money together. This is a great way to multiply the amount of money that you're able to make with other people while also having the control and the ownership of your brand. I always tell people when it comes to business, when it comes to branding, having your trademark registrations and your copyright registrations in your name let you walk in power and authority. And also, I am an advocate for confidentiality agreements, non-disclosure agreements. If you don't want people to run with what you're telling them, have them sign on the dotted line.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Let me tell you, you are hitting some things here. So if you have a book, you have an idea, you have a t-shirt, you have a product, you need to get your stuff copywritten, trademarked, whatever the process is, Attorney Michelle Miller can tell you, because let me tell you what happens if you don't. If you don't protect your item, someone else will trademark or copyright it, and then you will owe them money, and you don't want that to happen. Michelle, where can they reach you? Where can our listeners reach you?
Sure. I can be reached on my website, michellejmillerlaw.com. I can also be found on social media just using my name, Michelle J. Miller. You got to use the J to find me.
All right. Michelle J. Miller. You can also find her at LynnMillionaire.com. She's a member of Lynn's List. Go to LynnMillionaire.com. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. We have to take a break for news, traffic, and weather. We'll be right back. WVON.
Get better every day intentionally with Lynn's List member, attorney Serena Williams. Whether you need a business coach, an estate plan, a family mediator, or an annual legal checkup, attorney Serena Williams can help you move past your business and financial doubts and get better every day intentionally. You can find attorney Williams on Lynn's List at www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com, or by calling 888.
Hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. And I'm so excited because this month's masterclass for the members of my Entrepreneurs Academy and my Wealth Ambassadors, this month's masterclass is income streams, passive income streams for self-employed home-based business owners. And let me tell you, there are literally millions. There are millions, but I want to tap into a few that I think everybody who is trying to get to the next level, trying to take advantage in a strategic manner of the time that we now have sitting still, and who is trying to close out the year with a strategy to start 2021 off better. You see, you can't wait until the end of the year to start the new year. You've got to do it when it's, you know, when you're in it, when the time is now. And so now is the time to start to think about what you want your next year to look like. As a matter of fact, doesn't matter what year it is. Doesn't matter if it's 2020, 2022, 2020, 10, whatever it is. You should always be in the game of strategizing and strategizing 3, 6, 9, 12 months ahead. And then also, of course, doing your 3 to 5 year plan, your 5 to 10 year plan. So for those who are trying to create passive income streams, I want to go through the stair steps to wealth to kind of give you just the basic foundation. How do you know if you are in position to create passive streams of income? Remember, knowledge is not power until it is put into action. So let's start with the beginning. First, get your budget under control. Let's start there. I think there was a time when nobody had any money and nobody spent any. But that's not the test of your ability to manage your finances. The test of your ability to manage your finances is, what do you do when you have more than enough money? And the test of your character, the test of your strength is, what do you do when you don't have enough money? So when you have more than enough money, do you find it real easy to just start going out and, you know, ordering food for delivery when you can actually walk down the block? I've had that happen. I've had people that I know that would order the food to be delivered that was literally down the block. You could walk and in 3 minutes you'd be there. And that's great if you've got the disposable income to do that. But if you're struggling, you're trying to make ends meet, you're trying to live beyond check to Monday, then those are the kinds of things that will eat away your cash. So some say money talks, but I say money walks away from you quietly and you don't know where it went. It would be nice if a dollar said, I'm about to roll bounce up out of here. And when you come find me, I'm not going to be there. It would be nice if it actually did talk, but it does not. Money does not talk. It actually walks. So you want to get that budget under control by any means necessary. And how do you do that? The 10, 10, 30, 50. The first 10% of every dollar you get, you tithe. Okay, you want to tithe and you want to give. I give to my church. I give to my charity, Hip Hop Sisters Foundation. I give to other ministries. If I listen to a sermon and I feel blessed by it, good givers are great getters. And if you want to get in the business of having money become attracted to you, then get in the business of giving. The first 10% you tithe, the next 10% you save. Everybody should take 10% of their income and put it away in a 401k, an emergency fund, something that you can start to stack away for yourself. If the money is already coming out of your check, if you're already getting money out of your check and it's going to your 401k, then the money that you get, your net pay, you still want to take another 10% and put that in an emergency fund. You want to put it in a high yield savings account. Right now, there are a few banks that have high interest rates, like higher than 0.5%. Higher than 1%, almost 2%. And if you want to get the names of those entities, go to asklynn.org and submit your inquiry there. But the next 10% you save, the next 30% is cash in your pocket. Cash in your pocket. And this is to help you avoid a spending addiction, which is what you have when you go to the grocery store for toothpaste and walk out with $179.47 worth of stuff you don't need, talking about it was on the rollback rack and it was not on sale for you. Okay. That was not on sale for you. Right. You know, if it ain't free, it ain't on sale. If it doesn't fit, get rid of it. All right. So this has to be cash because it becomes much more difficult to spend when you're looking at the cash that you have available. Now, an alternative to this is to put your incidental money. This is for groceries, gas, hair, nails, all those things. Some of these things you shouldn't even be spending money on right now anyway, because we can't spend it, right? We can't go anywhere. We can't do any of those things. So we should be saving money. But if you, even if you've, you know, got some of those expenditures, maybe you want to put it in a separate debit card. This is separate from your bill money, separate from your saving money, separate from your future, separate from your bills. You know, on my live with Candy, she says she don't even have money on her Cash App sometimes because her Cash App is connected to a card that only has X amount of dollars and she is not swiping her bill money away. And Candy is the multimillionaire many, many times over. So if Candy's doing it like that, and I'm going to tell you, I'm real cheap. I don't, it's like, if first of all, if I can't get it back, I'm not spending it. So I don't care if it's in the 30%. Everything for me needs to be a tax write-off. Otherwise, it's just not going to happen for me. So that 30% is cash in your pocket. The remaining 50% stays in your checking account for your bills. If you have more than enough money, then that is not a license to go and just buy what you want. Now you have to figure out how much of that money you're going to use to pay off your debt. You're going to figure out how much you're going to use to invest. And then, yeah, if you want to treat yourself or you want to save for something and upgrade and buy a bigger house or something, but that's not the first thing you do. You want to eliminate debt. That's number two on these stair steps to wealth. Okay. The second thing you have to do after you control your spending, and this will let you know if you're ready for passive income, eliminate your debt, because there is a middleman between you and your wealth, and it's called interest. Interest is earning the money that you should be earning. Money will work harder for you than you can ever work for it. So now the interest is out making the money that you can make, and you're still trying to figure out how you're going to get to the next day. All right. So you want to eliminate the debt if you can, and then cut up the credit cards. You don't necessarily want to close those accounts because it may decrease your credit score. And I want you to have a good credit score. I'll talk about that a little bit later, but you want to eliminate your debt. The third thing that you want to do on the stair steps to wealth, and these could all happen at the same time. You could get your budget under control, eliminate your debt, and start a home-based business. Everybody needs to have a home-based business. I've said it 52,000 times. I know you understand why. But the number one reason is when you have a home-based business, you have access to over 475 tax deductions. So things like your car, your cell phone, your trips that you take, meals, when you do those things for business, you get your money back. If you just do those things because you're doing them, you don't. And if you want to win the money game, you must spend less money, you must get more money, but you should also get your money back. So having a home-based business is the way to do that. The next thing that you want to do is you want to take extra money. If you have extra money, put it in your 401k, throw it into your mutual fund, throw it into your retirement account. It doesn't matter how much you have. If it's $10, $20, $200, or $2,000, but do something regularly. Give the same amount once a month, twice a month, whatever it is, and start to really work on your retirement plan. Why? Because you do not have a pension. And some people who think they have a pension don't have a pension because pension funds are going bankrupt. Let me repeat, pension funds are going bankrupt, right? So we no longer live in a society where you can go to school, get a good education, get a good job, and retire in 40 years from that good job. It just doesn't work that way in most cases anymore. And a retirement account that is set up as a 401k is separate from a pension. A 401k is an advanced bank account. A pension is an income for life. And so you want to create that income for life. That's passive income. Now, when you start doing these four things, you're ready. You're actually in the process at that point of creating passive income. Let me tell you where you're creating passive income. You're creating passive income in your home-based business. If you start a business and you systemize it and monetize it properly, then that business can grow and it can become something that you will be able to pass on, have others continue to work in it, and then you can reap the benefit of that in the form of passive income for the rest of your life. You are also creating passive income when you start your annuity and or your pension, because now while you're working, you need a paycheck, but when you retire, you need a paycheck, all right? So these are a few of the passive income streams that you are creating, and it's something that you always want to think about. You see, passive income streams is not something that you start to create when you arrive. Passive income streams is something, are streams of income that you create right now in the here and the now. You want to always think about which piece of what I'm doing can contribute to me actually having passive streams of income. So you want to think about that. And it's a shift in thinking. It's a shift in thinking. It's a shift in the way that you're going to execute your financial strategy. And it's a shift in how you're going to literally decide from day to day, how am I going to spend this dollar? How am I going to spend this dollar? How am I going to spend this $10? How am I going to spend this $20? What am I going to do differently? How am I going to build wealth for my family? It's a comprehensive strategy, but it does not have to be difficult. Okay. So doing these four things, passive streams of income, the next thing that you want to do, if you're going to create passive income streams, you want to protect it all. All right. So you want to make sure that you have the proper life, health, disability, business insurance, key man insurance. You want to have every insurance possible. You want long-term care. If you're 45 and up, you need to get a long-term care policy. That's a policy that's going to take care of you in the event that something happens to you, like becoming disabled, becoming unconscious, getting sick. Long-term care is not just for those who are in their 90s or 100s, elderly people. You can be 50 and need long-term care. If you lose two activities of daily living, then long-term care, health care would come into effect for you. So you want to protect yourself. You want to protect everything you're building. It would be a shame for you to go out every day, work hard, do everything that you're doing, you know, take things one step at a time, start to change your life. And then all of a sudden, something unexpected happens and you're not protected. So I want to make sure you do that. And I want you to reach out to my girl, Tania Simmons, over at State Farm. You can email statefarm@hiphopsisters.org, statefarm@hiphopsisters.org. And you can also reach out to my girl, Mary Green with Prudential. And you can email me, go to asklynn.org. Her email address is a little, she's on Lynn's List, okay? So you can go to Lynn's List and check her out. There, you can check them both out actually there. So I want you to really look at this and take a look at, what am I going to do differently? How am I going to create passive income streams? What am I going to do differently for my family? What am I going to show my kids? What am I going to teach my kids? What am I going to teach my grandchildren? What legacy am I going to leave? What is my name going to mean when I am no longer here? You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. We have to take a break for traffic and weather. We'll be right back. WVON.
Creating generational wealth one family at a time is the mission of Lynn's List member Monica Poland with RE/MAX Synergy. Do you want to buy commercial or residential real estate? Are you a first-time home buyer or investor? Need help with a short sale or property staging? Visit www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com to schedule your consultation with Lynn's List member Monica Poland of RE/MAX Synergy.
Hey, hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. We are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. This is the season of passive income. It's time to create your passive income streams. And how do you get there? Number one, get your budget under control. Number two, eliminate unnecessary debt. Number three, start a home-based business. Number four, take extra money from your bills and incidentals and apply to your retirement fund. You can put money in now and watch it grow, because right now with the market being down, perhaps you can buy more shares than you could 4, 5, 6 months ago, and you can watch your retirement fund grow. You also want to make sure that in addition to a 401k, you have a pension. You want a pension. And if you don't have a pension at your job, you can create one by starting your own annuity. All right. That's very, very important. You also want to protect all of this. You want every life insurance, long-term care, disability, health, auto. You want to get all the insurance that you need to protect your assets. You see, insurance and legal services are much better off if you spend the money before you need the service. Okay. So you go on and spend money on life insurance or whatever kind of insurance, because if something happens, the cost is going to be much greater later. You go on and spend money on legal services, because it's better to have an attorney keep you out of trouble than to have an attorney get you out of trouble. All right. So that's why talking to attorney Michelle Miller, reaching out to her, talking to attorney Deidre Stokes about your estate plan, talking to attorney Serena Williams about your corporation, LLC, or your business. That's why it's important to talk to these people about these things, so that they can keep you out of trouble, so they don't get you out of trouble. The other thing that you want to do along on the stair steps to wealth is you want to own where you live. Okay. So another passive stream of income is through real estate. And it starts by learning how to live for free. If you can live for free and get passive income while you're living for free, then you are on your way to financial freedom. I had a call the other day with a client, and she is debt free. I looked at her whole financial picture. I couldn't believe my eyes. She is debt free. She owns her home. She owns several other pieces of real estate. She's collecting gobs of money off of her real estate. And she's just trying to figure out what to do. And I said, well, it's time for you to build a legacy. She only had one small life insurance policy that she was leaving to her niece. And I said, you know what? Now it's time for you to create an empire, a dynasty. You can now begin to take your resources and make a decision. First of all, put your estate in order. Make sure that the money that is left goes into an estate. And perhaps you'll build a unit at a hospital or build a division at a school or build a community center. There are things that you can do once you get to a certain place financially that now allow you to pour into the lives of others. And when you start to do that, then you are creating a dynasty for sure. You're creating a financial legacy that will go not just for generations, but for millenniums, okay? Can go for thousands and thousands of years into the future. So that's what I believe we can do. When we talk about the Millionaires Roundtable, it is not a far-fetched idea. You can get there. When we talk about creating an empire, it is not a far-fetched idea. You can go from a home-based business to an empire. Facebook did it. Microsoft did it. That wasn't even a home-based business. I think Microsoft was a garage business, you know, but the whole idea is it started at home with an idea and then it can blow up. And so you have something that's in you that's ready to blow up. And it starts with you taking these steps. The next step that you want to take after you own where you live and you understand how to invest in real estate and how to do that based on one of the strategies that fits your needs, your lifestyle aligns with your interests, then you wanna, and this is something that you should do anyway, but you want to make sure that your credit is in order, okay? Now, I've got colleagues who say you don't need credit, cash is king, but they have lots of cash. They got billions of dollars, millions, hundreds of millions. The people who don't have any money need credit, okay? You need credit to get to the next step. You're going to need credit to get a good interest rate or to buy a home. You're going to need credit. And then you're going to need good credit to be able to capitalize your business and go to the next level. So yes, you need your credit. So you can go to asklynn.org and join the 700 Club. The 700 Club is for everybody who's trying to get their credit scores to the 700s. Your credit score could be in the 400. It could get to 700. Your credit score could be in the 500 range. You can get to 700. It could be in the 600. You can get there. I know because I've helped many people and I'm living proof. I'm there. Okay. So you can get there. Now, ultimately, you want to get to 900. I've never seen a 900 credit score. And I know a handful of people who are in the 800. Now, if you get to the 800s, great. We love you. You're great. But if we can get to the 700s, then you can get yourself access to many of the things and at a much lower interest rate than if your credit score is lower. So go to asklynn.org, submit your inquiry, wait for the reply, and then choose 700 Club. In the 700 Club, not only do you get all the things that you need to dispute incorrect items, but you learn how to live your life properly so that credit does not become a hindrance to you. Credit, even if you don't have credit, it shouldn't be a hindrance, okay? So there's some people who are operating and credit is a hindrance, and we don't want that to be the case for you. And then the last thing is, you want to then get yourself to the next level by giving. Stop hoarding. Get rid of some of the stuff you don't need. If you have 5,000 shirts, 22,000 pairs of pants, 700 dresses, 229 pairs of shoes, get rid of some of that stuff, okay? Start moving things out so you can move your new blessings in. You want to start creating other opportunities for other people by giving and gifting and then making room for the new blessings that God has for you in your new dimension. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's always a pleasure. It's WVON, 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation. You can reach me on social media at Lynn Millionaire. Go follow at Lynn Millionaire. Follow at Lynn Millionaire. Also, go subscribe to LynnMillionaire.tv. LynnMillionaire.tv is where you can go and listen to these shows. Okay, back to back. I know thousands of people who are listening to them every day while they're driving, while they're at home. And so you can go there and get the knowledge and the education that you need. And you can follow me at Lynn Richardson. Go to Lynn Millionaire for the show. Go to Lynn Richardson for me. Go to LynnMillionaire.com for this radio show. Go to LynnRichardson.com if you want my help. I love you and I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.